And we're live. Woo-hoo! Janine is here with us. She looks great, doesn't she? She's having camera issues today, but she's still here with us. So welcome everybody to the Tummy Whisperer podcast. We are on episode number 10 already. I can't believe it. It's so exciting. And when I was thinking about what I'd be talking about today, there's just so many topics and so many things to talk about when we're talking about whispering the tummy. But I thought I would branch out a little bit and talk about toxins, environmental, what's in the air, what's in our environment, what's in our food. How can we start to lower the toxic load in our body? And there's many ways to do it. So Janine, you and I have talked about this before. Feel free to jump in anytime. I feel like since I can't see you, you're not really here, but you are.
I'm here. I swear I'm here.
I know you're here. But I thought we would just dive into maybe starting with some food toxins and then spilling out over into the environment. But just a quick idea about what toxins are, where they're found, how we can start to lower the toxic burden in our environment by what we eat, by what we breathe, the air that we breathe, by what we surround ourselves with. And then don't forget there's emotional toxins too. And that's a whole nother podcast. But starting with the air, starting with our water, starting with our food today is just not grown on very clean soil. There's a lot of pesticide. There's a lot of genetic modification. There's a lot of environmental toxins. There's just dirt in the air and dirt everywhere. So we have to do extra filtering and cleaning to get cleaner products in our body. And I will say Facebook, I'm a target on Facebook because of what I do for a living, but I'm always getting inundated with all these different snacks and oils and products. And
isn't it fun? You're like, this sucks. This is good. This sucks. This is good.
And I do my due diligence. And I'm going to talk about the cooking oils a little bit later on, but I got a paid advertisement from a company called Zero Acres. And this guy was talking about cooking oils. And I'm always searching for something that's clean, that has a high smoke point. And this guy really did his due diligence and created a really awesome product. So I'll get into oils in a little bit, but I want to start with let's start with some environmental toxins. Then we'll go over into the foods. We've talked about plug-ins before, perfumes, deodorants, shampoos. There's so many toxic ingredients in our beauty products. It is daunting. And some of the stuff you can't even pronounce. And they use it as preservative, as a way to make things like more sudsy, even in toothpaste. There's fluoride, and there'll be dentists on here going, how dare you bash fluoride? But fluoride's a toxin, and it doesn't help harden the enamel of your teeth. It may do that, but it's also an estrogen mimicker. It's also a toxin. It's also, the body doesn't have a way to really get rid of that stuff. So fluoride toothpaste is, I believe it's a marketing thing. People should probably get toothpaste without fluoride in. Now, again, I'm not a dentist, so I certainly can't make recommendations for you personally, but I personally do not use toothpaste with fluoride in it, and I haven't for years.
Well, don't they keep putting fluoride in our water?
It's in there. It is in there. And that's another thing. And we can do a whole show on water, but I'll give it just a quick minute excerpt on water. If you are not filtering your water, and I don't care where you live, you are the water filter. You're filtering all the toxins out through your own body. So I always lovingly say, you've heard me say it before, either buy a water filter or become a water filter. You need to clean the water. If you can't afford a big fancy system, you can get a Brita or a Zero pitcher that's $46 from Amazon. And that will at least clean a lot of the garbage out. We use a Berkey filter here at home, which is great. It takes out the fluoride, the chlorine, viruses, parasites, mold. It takes out so much stuff. I'm on water here where I live out in Fox Lake, Illinois. So there's a lot of parasites and a lot of bacteria and a lot of stuff you don't want to be drinking. So we filter all that out. The Berkey filter keeps the minerals intact. So it's a nice system. My system costs about $350 and it's a lifetime system. I have to replace the filters once a year. They're like $46 for the fluoride filters, and then for the big black filters, those are every 5 years and they're under $100. So it is definitely a money saver. And if you're drinking water out of plastic for females, for males too, it's estrogen mimicking. If you're over 30, you don't want to be drinking out of plastic. You definitely don't. There's phthalates in there. estrogen mimickers, the body doesn't clear all that stuff out. It was funny. I even took Rook, my dog. I have an environmental holistic vet for him. And they did a little swab on his gums to see where he was having any kind of sensitivities to environment or foods or anything I was feeding him or anything. And he was in great shape. This little guy made me so happy. The only thing that showed up on his little cheek swab was he had a sensitivity to plastics. So he does love to steal the plastic bags and chew them and shred them and all that stuff. And it was a very low level. But plastic showed up for him because plastic is everywhere and it's probably in our water. And I'm not sure if my Berkey is filtering out all the plastics and if the plastics are filtered out of all the food that we eat. His little frozen pucks are in plastic in the freezer, right? So it's funny. I found an amazing little restaurant about half an hour from me in Lake Bluff, Illinois. So if anybody is near Lake Bluff, there's a restaurant called Forest Greens, and she makes organic, clean, environmentally friendly soups. And she uses plastic that's made from, not plastic, excuse me. She used the cartons are not plastic or styrofoam. They are paper, and the liner is all plant-based. So you have to really open up the soup, and once it starts to defrost, you have to get it in the pot and eaten within 1 to 2 days because the packaging will start to get soft and the water doesn't leak through it, but there's no crap going into your soup that the food is sitting in. So looking at packaging is another thing. Plastic is, you can't go to the grocery store without finding stuff in plastic. So getting rid of the plastics or getting rid of as much as you can is definitely a big help. So back to the water real quick, filter the water, get some kind of water filtration system for yourself. It's only going to help your health long-term. And we were talking about shampoos and we're talking about soaps. Mm-hmm. I use for bar soap, I use Zoom, the Zoom line Z-U-M. It's a goat soap. Goat milk soap with essential oils, and there's no crap in it. So all the SLSs and all the foaming agents and all the stuff that you would find in shampoos and soaps and conditioners, not foaming conditioner, but there's a lot of stuff in there. And there's a lot of companies that have really taken care of trying to get that stuff out and make cleaner products for people who want it, like me and other people who are aware and don't want to put crap in there on their body. Even it doesn't have to be organic. It just has to be not loaded with chemicals.
What about no sulfites? Like, I know that when I buy stuff to do with hair products, I try to do it as no sulfite as I can.
As clean as possible. Yeah.
Or it's parabens. Impossible. What is it? Parabens.
Parabens are a big one. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of, it's hard to get all that stuff out, but if you can get it mostly out and you have just a little bit in, if you're getting less of a hit to your body, remember your skin is your largest organ of absorption, right? What you put on goes in. So if you're putting stuff on, the body's got to filter and clean it out. The kidneys, the liver, all your organs of detoxification, nasal passages, skin, part of our detoxification, right? And urinary bladder and bowels. That's the way we get rid of stuff. But if stuff gets stuck in the tissues and causes issues, in the tissues, we're going to have problems.
Issues in the tissues.
And another thing to look at too is not just what we're putting on our skin, but what we're breathing. I know we've talked about plug-ins before, but even saying those two words together, plug-in, like causes me great PTSD. Like I just don't have the bandwidth for the chemicals. Some people can handle them just fine. And again, that's good. Their body doesn't tell them, hey, this is a problem. Like me, I get a burning headache when I have I'm around perfume or Febreze or anything like that. In fact, I just ordered some little, those little poop bag containers for the end of the leash for Rook. Uh-huh. And they always send them with some bags in them, and the bags are always scented. And I'm like, I open the package from Amazon and I go, why?
Yeah. Why would they do that?
Even if I get a magazine, which I don't get magazines, but every once in a while I'll get like a Glamour or a Vogue, and it's got a perfume card sample in there. And yep, I'm like, yep. I don't even open it. I just send it straight into the garage, in the garbage in the garage. Yeah. Those kinds of things in the home, if you're using candles and air fresheners, if you want to use a clean fresh in the home, essential oils. If you have pets, look up what oils are contraindicated around dogs, around cats. But using cleaner stuff without the chemicals is a long-term help for the body. You feel good now, you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, but down the road, you don't want to end up with brain diseases and things that cause issues because the body's loaded with toxins and doesn't have a way to release and get rid of them because you keep bombarding the body with the toxic environment. So the air that we breathe, cleaning products, seventh generation, there's a bunch, you can just Google whatever cleaning products there are. Some people like the multi-level marketing Melaleuca, I use some of their products. If you notice that something bothers you, switch to something else, switch to unscented. I mean, everything for me is unscented. And how about the garbage bags, scented garbage bags? Why is that a thing?
That's a good point. And what is in that scent? What is actually in that? What chemicals are in that?
To make it smell. I mean, I can't tell you how many times when I go to the grocery store and I know which Glad bags to buy, they have no scent in them. But every once in a while, Mark makes a mistake or I make a mistake and I don't check the label and I open up the thing. I rip open the cardboard and I'm bombarded with the toxins. I'm like, oh, I just close it up and then give it to my neighbor. So garbage, scented garbage bags, things that are scented is a good thing to start getting out of the environment. And not only is it bad for you guys, it's bad for your pets. It's one thing if you don't care about yourself, take some care for your pets, your cats and your dogs and your living animals in your home that are breathing in that stuff that have smaller organs of detoxification than we do and have a harder time getting stuff out because their little livers are smaller, right? Their kidneys are smaller than ours.
Little chalupas.
Oh, I wish I could see the chalupas.
I know. They're right next to me. They're sleeping. I have a tent. I have a little tent for them and they're snuggling up together.
Episode number 11. Stay tuned for chalupas. So Janine, do you clean your house with do you use Lysol or do you use any of that stuff? Or you try to
try to use like Melaleuca products or like seventh generation or something that's like less toxic to the, because the last thing, first of all, those chemicals are so potent in itself. Like even Clorox is just the scent of it. It's awful. So it's super important when you're cleaning that you have things that are safe, especially with you and I may not have children, but we have dogs and they're like kids and they lay on the floor and they're licking their paws and people don't realize what they're doing to their animals.
Right.
They're mopping their floors or wiping off different surfaces.
And it's one thing too, if you're going to use a little bleach, then wash it with water afterwards. I know like our shower gets pretty like the mold and diatomaceous earth and apple cider vinegar, not apple cider, but like white vinegar or something like that. Get some of it, but sometimes you need just a little elbow grease. So if you're going to use it quickly, get your air purifier going and then rinse it fast. Sometimes you do have to use a little bit of bleach for something or another, but not every week and not all the time. It's definitely something that you can use as a once in a while thing for sure. And that's another thing too, countertops. What are you washing your countertops with? Vinegar is a great antiparasitic, antiviral, antimicrobial. A little vinegar and water cleans your surfaces. And you certainly have to be careful with vinegar on wood, but other surfaces, certainly it's good for that too.
My dad swore by white vinegar. But growing up, it was always white vinegar in the mop, white vinegar on everything.
Yeah, so your house must have smelled like vinegar.
It did. I have PTSD from that, but it was healthier.
So you probably don't have any vinegar in your house because you're like, no vinegar. Yeah,
no white vinegar for me. I think I have it somewhere, but I don't use it on purpose. Yeah. I'm like, no.
The other thing too, I was going to mention is laundry detergent.
Mm.
I found something. I'm in these health groups on Facebook and I'll just look every once in a while because I don't want to spend too much time on it. But there are these little laundry sheets now, not Tide Pods, guys, not that. But there's something that I have that's a reasonable price called Clean People. And it's a sheet. It's a soap sheet that's got like biodegradable enzymes in it to break the dirt off the clothes and I get the unscented because I don't want the scents and it cleans wonderfully. And when you're washing your clothes, one rinse isn't enough on some of those commercial detergents, right? If you wash your clothes and you probably don't have to put soap in every single time if you're using commercial detergent because the sudsing agents they're just so much in them that if you lifted the lid up to the washing machine, you'd see the white suds, even on the rinse cycle. So that's why I like this product, Clean People. You can get on Amazon, C-L-E-A-N, People, Clean People, little sheets that you throw in, one for a small load, two for a large load. Mm. And sometimes I'll use a little bit of Melaleuca oil just to disinfect the underwear.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
If I'm washing Rook's stuff, you want to get, he's always in stuff and rolling and stuff. So you want to have some kind of antimicrobial agent in the washing machine that's not a toxin, a little tea tree oil, a couple drops in to the cycle.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Tea tree oil. Yeah. But that Clean People is great. I know doTERRA makes a laundry detergent that I've used.
Oh, I love doTERRA products. I love their essential oils. Yeah.
I sometimes use their laundry detergent a little bit with that. Just a little bit if I'm using the Clean People. If I have a big load, I'll put a couple, just a little quarter of a cap full in just to give it the nice doTERRA smell, the essential oils. But laundry detergent is a big thing. And again, Janine, right? I'm washing Rook. I'm drying him off with my towels. Do I want to be drying him off with toxins? No. You don't want to dry the chalupas off with toxins, right? You want your laundry to have.
But people are, we're used to growing up in a society where you watch the Tide Bear on the television and you watch the Snuggle Bear. And then you watch you're programmed in the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s to do and buy certain things. And it's so crazy, the advertising, that it's just so unhealthy advertising.
And you don't even think about it. Honestly, the Glade SC Johnson wax, one of these days are going to come after me, but their plug-in product is just so horrible. And I told you, when I go into restaurants, use the bathroom, I take that plug-in out and I throw it out because you're just killing people. It's really, you're breathing in that stuff into your lungs. It's no different than vaping. It's no different than vaping and kids getting popcorn lungs. You're breathing in that same stuff, only worse, in my opinion. It is bad. Where were we? Yeah, we were at a restaurant, not last week, but the weekend before, and there was a plug in there, and I just went bloop, right in the garbage, and I washed my hands real well afterwards.
That is hilarious.
I know.
You should start a whole movement where you just go around town in Illinois and just take all the Glade plugins out.
You know how fun that would be? We could make it worldwide. I'd be the lunatic where people be like, oh yeah, the plug-in girl.
Yeah. And
do you know how many people are like, yeah, they'd be like, go, plugins make me sick.
Or you know what you could do? We could write to them and be like, hey, Glade, we should tag Glade in this and be like, hey, can you please come up with an eco-friendly alternative for your Glade plug-in? Because then we would be promoting them as opposed to the alternative.
If they made an essential oil one that had none of the toxins in there, I'd be all about it, because brand names are a big thing for people as well too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that pretty much covers the home between cleaning products, your own beauty products, your water, that type of thing. Let's dive into what people really want. Let's talk about food. Let's talk about food toxins, what's in food, what to look for, what to avoid, what to try to start reading the label on, things like that. So everybody goes to the grocery store. Everybody has to buy things, typically buying your produce, and you want to shop around the outside of the grocery store because that's where all the fresh stuff is. The inside aisles, you do need some stuff. For whatever diet you're on or not on, I would start looking for things that have ingredients that are less than six. So if you are looking at, if you're gluten-free and you get a gluten-free cracker or a gluten-free cookie, you want to look for ingredients that are things less than six. So there's a specific buckwheat cracker that I get that has two ingredients in it, buckwheat and water. Perfect. It's a gluten-free cracker. It's organic. It's non-GMO. And that's one of the crackers that I use. Seed oils are another thing that people are becoming very aware of, and it's something to stay away from. Seed oils are very toxic. Now, I'm not saying sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds in whole form are toxic, because they're not. It's the seed oil that turns rancid in high heat. And a lot of these companies use these sunflower seed oil because A, it's cheap, and B, it's available and you can get it, and they can get it in big quantities. But sunflower seed oil and a lot of the seed oils, very toxic. So when you're looking at your favorite products, guys, look for sunflower seed oil and things like that. Flaxseed oil, that's not great either, unless you're actually grinding your own flax seeds and using that for your oatmeal or something like that. So the seed oils are another big one. There's been a big controversy on organic versus non-organic. If what you're buying says organic on it. Is it 100% organic? No, it's not. Nothing can be 100% organic. But what it has is less chemicals on it, less crap on it, right? So instead of getting something that's not organic, you're having a big boatload of toxic waste on it, right? Toxic crap, chemicals. You're buying something that's organic, maybe has less than half, maybe hopefully more than that of toxic stuff that's not in it. There are certain things that companies, to label something organic, a food product, it does cost companies a lot of money. So a lot of companies stay away from it. Just like that seed oil, that oil that I was telling you about earlier, they are organic and gluten-free, but they don't pay to say organic because it would cost the company tons of money. I think it's, I don't know how much it is, but it costs small businesses a lot of money.
That's a whole podcast in itself. Labeling something as organic or non-GMO or non, you know, gluten-free, or like that whole process, kosher, like that whole process.
Yes. Vegan. Yeah. And the company that I was mentioning earlier, this is what I was talking about, is Zero Acre Farms. And here I just, It is, so it's gluten-free. And look at the profile real quick. They have, you know, vegetable oils are bad. Fat is good. Vegetable oils are bad. Bad for us, bad for the planet. This guy goes into why. I'll send you the little link. But this is a cultured oil, cultured fermented oil. And it really talks about why, the way they process their oil and how it's grown in a very specialized region of the world where it's less toxic, is better for you. It withstands that high smoke point. You can saute, you can cook, you can fry in it, you can do anything. And it's got a very neutral flavor. You can pour it straight on your salad for salad dressing. All that is very important in terms of where things are grown. And do you know the company Bulletproof, Janine? Have you ever heard of
Dave?
Dave Apsberry. So he's got a new coffee called, he changed the Bulletproof name to, I don't know, it's some crazy name. Danger coffee. It's danger coffee. It's so good, it's dangerous. So he doesn't label his coffee organic, but his coffee beans are grown in a place in the world, which I don't know where they are, where they don't use pesticides. But in order for him to say organic, it would cost, he's the one guy, he's a small business, he's got a big business, but it would cost him a lot of money to say certified organic. But some companies will pay it, but his stuff is clean and it doesn't have the pesticides that we use here in the good old USA that are banned in other countries, which I've mentioned before. Europe does not, I don't know how many places, if there's only a few places that allow Roundup, and we're one of the lucky ones. So.
Interesting. Europe is a totally, it's, you're going to laugh at me and yell at me, but it's the only country or the only countries in the world where, like, when I lived in Italy, I would drink a can of Coca-Cola because it was actually made with sugar. Like, and it's not made with high fructose corn syrup. Like, the actual ingredients are listed and it's a different taste to everything over there. They don't allow certain things.
That Europe does not. They have banned so many things that we allow here. And we wonder why we're such a sick society for such an advanced country that we are so far behind the times when it comes to our food. And that's not on accident. So
I believe that 100%.
They ain't no money in the cure. Money's in keeping everyone sick. Mm-hmm. Need this drug, need that drug. I'm sounding like Chris Rock. He does some of the funniest bits on drugs and doctors. I'll have to send you one if you need a laugh. But back to what's important. If you don't feel great and you think that you would like to start feeling better, start checking in with your environment, what you're putting on your skin, what you're living within your home, your cleaning products, what you're eating, going with things that have less than 5 ingredients in them. I'm not saying, I have some clients, Janine, who come to me eating very clean salads and grilled chicken and no cereal, vegetables and fruit, and they still feel poor because part of it is they're not breaking down what they're eating, but their organs of detoxification aren't working really well. And when we're talking in terms of detoxification, we always start with how the body gets rid of stuff. What do we put into the body? Food, right? Food is what we put into the body. if we don't digest what we're putting in, that's the first way we start backing up our detoxification pathways. The second way is by putting in inflammatory things that our bodies can't get rid of. And these foods get trapped in the tissues and can't get rid of the pesticides and the toxins that are on these foods. The term leaky gut, we've talked about before. How does the gut leak? Leaks from undigested food particles that actually pass through the gut membrane from something called zonulin. So when you eat certain foods, zonulin is released. The tight junctions of the GI tract that are supposed to be very tight start to pry apart. And then that opens up, in the junctions of the GI tract, it's supposed to be very tight. When they start to open up, that's when the undigested food particles can leak in to the bloodstream. And then the kidneys have to clean and filter the blood. And if there's so much undigested food in there, it's going to back up the kidneys. The liver's in play there. The liver can hold on to stuff. The bile from the liver makes the bile. The gallbladder regulates it. Bile is a huge organ of detoxification. The bile is what holds toxins in as well. So if you're craving a lot of fat and craving a lot of sugar and your body's not breaking it down, you're going to get sludgy bile. You're going to get diarrhea. You're going to get constipation, bloating, gas, all the digestive stuff. So here's a way to use what your level of health is as a barometer. How's your digestion, right? Do you have good digestion? Are you bloated? Do you have gas? Do you have poor bowel movements? Do you have low energy? Do you wake up in the morning feeling like you can need another 3 to 5 hours of sleep because you just can't get out of bed? That is a surefire sign that your digestion isn't working and what you're eating may be part of the issue. But how you're digesting what you're eating is the second part of it. Because remember, good health is what you're eating, how your body digests it, absorbs the nutrients, and gets rid of the waste. And then there's 10 other steps in between there about what has to happen with conversion of nutrients to be used for making hormones or making energy or whatever we need for our bodies to perform optimally, which a lot of people just don't feel good anymore. And why is that? It's because our world is freaking polluted. Our food is polluted. And I'm on my soapbox, but you guys who are listening, I know you guys understand this because you're like, yeah, I've been thinking about this and I don't feel good, or I already knew about this. And this is great to hear somebody else talk about it because it's true.
It's so true. It's so true. Yeah. And it's people just don't know what they don't know. And a lot of things are... But then again, that raises the question, we're all old enough to know better and know how to find resources to know better. So it's like, what excuse, to what point can you give someone grace and when it comes to that?
And that's a great point. It's hard for people to make change because they're so used to what they're used to. Until they're not feeling good and then they're forced into change, or they want to do a little bit of preventative maintenance and not feel crappy as they're aging, right? Do some prevention now so that you can age gracefully. I'm not talking without wrinkles or gray hair. I'm talking feeling good every day, which a lot of people don't. And it's definitely important. And we talked about this last podcast. We're entering into holiday season, or as I call it, holiday or food season, because everyone uses the excuse of, oh, Thanksgiving and Halloween's over now, but Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and, you know, all this other stuff. And it's not really an excuse to eat poorly. You can have a lot of volume of food. You just have to make sure it's good, clean, healthy food. Like, I am hosting for Thanksgiving. It's going to be Rook and Mark and I, and hopefully his daughter is coming. Hopefully Greta will be joining us, and maybe a friend of mine might be coming, bringing her dog too, which will be fun. But we're going to have turkey. We're going to have butternut squash soup, and we have some garlic green beans. I'm going to have some sweet potatoes, some mashed potatoes, and these delicious
butternut squash soup. Is that traditional?
Yes. Ooh. Have you ever had butternut squash soup?
In restaurants, but I've never actually made it, and I love it.
And so that Forest Greens and Bluff Plug, they make a delicious butternut squash soup. In fact, I'm going to have the owner on with me when she can find some time so we can get more people over to her cute little cafe. She's got juices, she's got sweets, she's got soup, she's got entrees. Everything is organic, handmade. So delicious. We picked up this grilled chicken on a bed of sprouts with roasted Brussels sprouts, sweet potato, and this cashew dressing that had a tiny little bit of spice to it. my body loved it. Body loved it. I told her, thank you for saving my marriage. Because I don't like to cook. And you said you have a place by you that you could pick up your little like nice entrees with some grilled chicken and some vegetables mixed with some cheese.
There's a place, it's called delivery service, but it's local and you can literally go in there and the chef is in there making gluten-free meals, and not only gluten-free, if he makes a little bit of everything, but they're healthy, they're portioned. You can go in and grab them and they're really good. I think it's Fit Foods or something local.
That's so nice. That's so
delicious.
Nice. And that's if people can start looking for a local place near you that you can pick up a nice grilled salmon on a bed of greens and some potatoes or something like that. If you don't like to cook, and so many of my clients, and including myself, it's not that I don't like to, I just don't make the time to. I'll make egg salad or something like that, and I'll make some oatmeal or something or whatever. I'll grill some chicken or something, or bake some chicken or something like that. But to open up the refrigerator and have those soups and have those little entrees, it makes life so much easier, and it makes it easier to stick to my diet. In fact, Anna Marie she's the owner of Forest Greens, and she's so kind. And I told her that I want to have some soups made without black pepper, because for people that are autoimmune like myself, black pepper is really a no. And she's more than happy to make some soups for me, some of her soups without black pepper.
I didn't know that black pepper can be like a trigger for autoimmune.
Yeah, it definitely hits the immune system hard. And if you don't have an issue with it, it's fine. But when you have autoimmunity, that's one of the things to watch. That and the nightshades, of course, for sure. And other things. And we can make a separate show about that. We will. But yeah, finding some convenient ways to feed yourself cleanly, cleaning up your environment, chewing your food really well is a nice, good way to detoxify. And breathing. I don't talk about it on every episode, but I want to end today's episode with just taking a minute after dinner and just sitting, relaxing, and just opening up your rib cage, taking deep breath in, and just exhale out. Open up that rib cage, allow the diaphragm to release and push the contents of the stomach so that the stomach can start digesting better. So your diaphragm, a lot of people's diaphragms, myself included, just tight, and it doesn't allow for, it can, you know, impair digestion. So when you can open up and expand your rib cage and give your food room and give your stomach room to break down the incoming load, that is helping to release the contents of the stomach and helping with digestion. So sitting for a minute and breathing is free. Doesn't get any cheaper than that, guys. It's free. Take a minute after dinner every day, 1 minute, sit, relax, and breathe in through the nose always. That's the only mandatory rule. And out through either the mouth or the nose. And expand. You can put your hands on your belly. I'll stand up just for a minute. Mm-hmm. Inhale. Hands go out. Exhale. I think it helps when you actually touch your tummy. You can see your hands push out when you're inhaling. So your hands should be moving out when you're inhaling. You're filling yourself with air. And when you exhale, blow it all out. Be grateful for the food that you eat. And the energetic piece to this, to detoxification, is mindset, right? Having a good mindset around your environment, your day, your life, things that you do, being good people, being kind, being helpful, and trying to be the best person that you can be. So that was
that, Renee. And I'm standing up right now at doing these exercises with you. So I'm literally standing.
Yeah.
And it just feels so good to open up that diaphragm, because like I struggle with digestion issues. So a lot of people forget to just do that, because if they're sitting and they're not allowing their body to open up, they're not allowing that digestion process to start too.
Because physically your rib cage is closed in, but the minute you open up your rib cage by giving it that physical room of inhaling, you're expanding your rib cage, drop your shoulders, compress in, you could feel your tummy. And a lot of people who don't feel good, that's even hard for them to do, but start by just changing your mind about what you want for yourself every day. Just wake up, maybe you wake up, you don't feel good, but you know what? Do something that's going to give you joy for that day. Something that's going to make you feel good. And if you can start helping your mind and your body do things to feel good, your energy will follow that. Remember, energy flows where energy goes. So if you think you're feeling like shit, and you are, guess what? You're going to keep feeling like shit until you start to make some change. And the changes can be very small. Extra water throughout the day. Put some fruit in your water, a little bit of cucumber, a little bit of lemon if water is boring, so that you can get a little hydration in you so that your cells can get some water. And as always, reach out to me with any questions about any of this. I'm happy to help. You guys can reach me at thetummywhisperer.com. And if you have any kind of questions about your health, about your digestion, about the environment, or anything you were thinking about, please don't be shy. I'm here to answer your questions. And of course, make sure you download and Apple, Spotify, where else, Janine? I always forget. This is your part.
Yes. Leave a 5-star rating for Renee on Apple, Spotify, or your preferred platform. And definitely share this with friends or family if you like the episode, because it really goes a long way in the podcast ecosystem.
The ecosystem. Good job there, Janine. But yeah, everybody have a happy, healthy Thanksgiving. I don't think we'll be talking before then. Will we have one more episode before? I think we will have one. Will we have one more?
I think
Let's
so.
See. We are going to be, let me just check it real quick. We are going to have one Thanksgiving week. How about that?
That's perfect. Right.
We'll make it fun.
We always we'll make it fun. That's right.
We'll make it fun for sure. Take care, everybody. Be well.
Bye, guys.
Bye.